Good morning / evening to all of the little Jetheronians out there.
Jetheronians. I'm going to add afternoon too, just in case you're listening to us in the afternoon. Yeah.
Whatever time you're listening to us, welcome to episode number 32.
Holy shit.
In case you don't know where you are and what you're listening to, I know that we haven't said this since the very fucking first podcast. My name is Jacoby.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
And this is my partner in crime, Heather.
That's me.
And together we make a Jether.
Yes, yeah. With our names. Kobe thinks she has the better end of this. I swear to God I do. Because I only missed one letter of my name and the rest is there.
Yeah.
Yay me.
We were actually given that nickname
by others.
So we didn't come up with it ourselves. But
no, we can't take credit for the Jether.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic. And we're keeping it.
Yeah.
We have stuff engraved with it.
We do. We have many things engraved and many custom made apparel items.
Jether is here to stay.
Jether is here to stay.
So welcome, especially if you're a new person listening to us. Welcome. And we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
We have a fun topic today and we're probably going to do a little bit of trivia. And, of course, our new segment by Kobe, the fucked up news.
Yes, we have a short fucked up news item today because there apparently is no shortage of fucked up news in the world.
Someone's fucking up everywhere in the
world. Someone's fucking up all the time. So yes. We'll
and we're here to report that for you.
We are here to report that.
And for me to react to it.
Because it's a surprise for Heather.
It usually is. One of these weeks I might come up with my own to surprise Kobe with, but it hasn't happened yet. Yeah. I might start to research this movie.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
There's so much. It's just like it's hard to choose because there's so much.
Well, we hope you've had a good week since we've talked to you last.
Yeah. We hope that everything's going well.
I think, Kobe did something fun. She went to the Mariners game.
Yeah. My husband and I went to see the Seattle Mariners play.
And did they win?
No, they did not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they did hit two home runs, which is fun.
Did you get close to catching the ball?
No, they didn't come anywhere near us. But, you know, when they hit home runs, they set off the fireworks, and it's fun. And, you know, when you go to the ballpark, it's just about the ambiance of being in the ballpark and, you know, getting all the food that they have there and drinks. And
do you have much memories of when we went to the ballpark?
I have some.
I have vague. Vague memories.
I think we've talked about this on here before about the nacho helmet.
Oh, no. We don't need to bring up the nacho helmets. Get the nacho helmets. They're fantastic. Just don't drop it.
The people in front of us had helmet nachos. And ooh. I was like, oh, honey, look, helmet nachos.
He wasn't too into it, was he?
He's like, yeah, I'm not getting helmet nachos again.
No. But Thor wasn't there to drop them.
That's true. Hmm. So.
Well, that was fun. We got a tour of the dump in Chelan.
All right.
Yeah.
A dump tour.
Well, kind of. We only got to see Bay 1 of the dump.
Your ginormous U-Haul.
My 10-foot U-Haul.
Full of shit.
Of my shit.
Yeah, that went to the dump.
Yes.
Sayonara.
Goodbye. Hopefully it's all crushed by now.
Yeah.
All that nice wood and glass and metal. Sorry,
that
Chelan
you told
dump.
The guy you didn't have.
Yeah. He caught me, though.
I think they're pretty good at it. Because they probably get lied to all the time.
I think that's why it was $145.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That was worth it to get that shit out of my garage.
It's always worth it to get rid of shit.
Well, all right. We are going to be talking about something pretty cool today.
And if anybody has any comments they'd like to make, you know, shoot it at us. So we're going to talk about what would happen if you were one of those lucky people that wins the lottery?
Yes.
And I'm talking...
We're talking big
lottery. Full-on billion-dollar lottery. So pretty much unlimited funds.
Yeah. We're talking like at least $500 million plus.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the taxes that they take out or whatever.
No.
You're going to have plenty of money. So what would you do and how would your life change if you had an unlimited supply of money?
And this was a listener request.
Listener suggestion.
From our great listener, Tara.
Tara.
Which you guys have heard multiple times, but shout out to Tara. Great topic.
Very awesome, Tara.
We're excited for this. All right, well, let's just jump right into this. Kobe.
Okay.
You just won the lotto. What is the very first reaction you have, and what is the first thing you do?
Yeah, so the very first reaction I would have would be disbelief. I would have to double check it probably 5 times.
I would
have
imagine.
Someone from the lottery office tell me that, yes.
You actually did win.
I did actually win.
Okay.
The second thing I would do would be to quit my job.
Well, yeah, duh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Get that money transferred into my bank account.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
And then I would probably buy a few things. And probably hire someone to keep track of my money. Because you know
what?
I don't want to do it. Yes, I am an accountant. But if I have that much money, I want to play. I don't want to keep track of it. I want someone else to do it for me.
So back up a little bit. Who are the first people you tell? And or do you even tell anybody?
Do
you stay anonymous or do you stay?
So if I could... I don't want it announced to the general public. I would want to be anonymous in that way.
If we could.
If you could.
Yeah.
But of course, I would tell all my family. I would tell my close friends.
Like, I think I'm at least number one or two.
You would probably be on that list. Probably, yeah.
Probably? I'm going to say yeah, 100%.
I'm like, Heather, we're going to Disneyland for a month.
Whatever. We just bought part of Disneyland.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is awesome. So how's your lifestyle going to change?
So, and you always see these shows where people win the lottery and then they like just crash and burn. Like they spend all the money.
I don't know the percentage, but it's most people that win the lottery. No, I don't know the percentage of them. I should Google this shit before I say anything. So I don't know what it is. They're bankrupt.
Yeah, they
are. Because they buy private jets and yachts and these huge mansions and all these cars. And then there's no other money coming
in. Right, because you've quit your job.
Yeah.
And that's all you have.
Yeah.
So I would actually take this money to some kind of an investment person and say, invest this for me and I want to live off the dividends and the interest that I would get from this money. And so whatever that is, that's what you live on.
Yes.
And you have to be careful to live within your means, even though you have a ton of money.
Yeah.
There's still like you can't buy 5 private jets in an island because, you know what? At some point it will run out.
I think it's okay to fly maybe first class.
Yeah.
And not have your own jet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, rent a house.
Yeah.
For a vacation, maybe not buy it.
Yeah. Because the upkeep on stuff like a jet.
An island
is pretty high.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I understand maybe buying a few toys.
Yeah.
Maybe a boat.
Like a boat.
Maybe not a yacht, but a nice boat.
But a nice boat. Maybe, you know, a new car. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'd really love to do?
What would you love to do?
I would love to have a house built.
Yes.
Like buy some land.
Yes.
Have a house built, like fairly large, like a castle would be awesome. But, you know, still we have to live within our $1 billion means.
Yes.
But in the new house that I've built, I'd want them to put in secret passageways and like little dungeons and like attics and like secret rooms and stuff.
So you're talking like Harry Potter right now at Hogsworth. You want Hogwarts.
I want it to be like... awesome.
I want
house.
Food to appear like that too.
That would be amazing.
So I need house elves.
We could you could just hire like a cook.
Oh, you know what? I think that would be feasible.
Uh-huh.
Hire a cook. For me to have a big house, there would have to be a maid. Someone to clean for me.
I don't want to do it.
That was my only thing is like if I won the lottery, I'd still want a really fairly small house that's around 2,000 square feet or under because I have to clean that shit.
Yeah, I'm not cleaning
it. I might OCD stuff.
I'm not cleaning it.
Unless I can afford somebody that can clean it for me.
I will not be cleaning my castle. Someone else is going to have to do that.
If you have a castle, no. You have, what are those people? Butlers?
You have like a staff.
Mate. Oh, yeah. A staff.
Staff
sounds nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That either can live there or not. But if we have if we have like a castle.
They could live there.
We can each have our own wing.
There could be like a dungeon area that they all stay in.
They would have like a separate house.
Oh, the guest house.
On the property, but it's like the guest house.
Guest house that has like at least one bedroom for each of them.
Yeah.
A commons kitchen.
Common area, you know, whatever.
And a little living room.
Yeah.
Maybe eat, maybe a few bathrooms so they don't have to share one.
Yeah.
That's nice of us.
I mean, I want them to have nice, you know.
Well, that way they stay.
Yeah.
To take care of you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You want them to like you. You don't want them to, like, spit in your food and shit.
I think I would probably end up buying a ranch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I really have always wanted to put Heather's Ark in motion here.
Yep.
Yeah. So instead of Noah's Ark, I call it Heather's Ark. Because I want two of each animal. I'm going to rescue two of each animal.
We would just take any animal.
Any animal. It doesn't matter if I already have two of it. Any animal. Give it a loving home. I'd like to go to all those auctions for horses and cows and pigs and goats and sheep. I'd buy them all.
Yeah.
Buy them all.
We can have a separate pasture for each kind of animal. Mm-hmm. We can have a pond and put ducks in it.
Ooh, I like the ducks.
And geese.
Oh, I like geese too.
Yeah.
I'd have a big old barrier around this thing so no predators can come get my animals.
Yep.
Big high fence. Then I'd set up another sanctuary for them too.
Yeah.
I'd have a feeding station for all those guys.
They can have their own private area. Yeah.
I think that's where the bulk of my money would go for is animal welfare. Hate to say it. And I think a nice apartment in Disneyland and Disney World would be nice.
Yeah, so I'd like to
buy downtown.
I'd like to buy like a condo by Disneyland, Disney World.
What do you mean buy?
On the ocean.
In.
A what?
In it. Like downtown, Main Street, Disneyland.
Can you buy a condo in Disneyland?
I don't know. If we're billionaires, we might be able to.
So, well, they have, I've looked at this. I've actually looked at this.
The Cinderella Castle.
There's condos that you can buy that are across the street.
Okay. How much are those?
Or like a block away. It wasn't that much, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so we could afford this on our $1 billion payout?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are some houses for sale in Disney World on the property.
Really?
Yes.
We would have annual passes to both these places.
Yeah. So we could buy a house in Disney World. Have our annual passes, you know, visit there.
And then have a condo.
Yeah, go to Disneyland and stay in the condo.
Because they're very different.
Yeah, they're very different. And then we could have a house on the ocean, like one on the Pacific coast, one on the Atlantic coast.
I would love to have one on Seaside.
Yes.
Like right on the prom.
Yep. Yeah.
I would love, I've seen them always, and I'm always like, oh, $550,000, oh, $750,000.
For a two-bedroom condo.
Yeah. But I would do it. Then we could rent it.
Yeah.
When we're not in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be working.
So we do that. We could. I want to get a condo in downtown Seattle so that we can go see shows.
That'd be nice.
The Paramount and go buy season tickets to the Mariners and season tickets to the Seahawks.
Oh hell yeah!
And go to all those games because that would be super fun.
It would be fun just to have a lot of experiences under our belt.
Yeah, we could travel.
You could
so
buy a
much.
Cruise ship.
You could, or you could just pay to be on a cruise ship.
Would you go on a... We could be in, like, the most elaborate part of the cruise ship so that way you never feel seasickness ever.
We could have, like, the awesome, like, presidential suite.
That's where we would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
That would be fun.
I'm okay with all that. I like all that. What else would we do? I honestly have always thought if I won the lottery, I wouldn't change my lifestyle much.
Well, I think, you know, you always think that, and I think that too, but except you'd have nicer stuff.
Well, I would have a way nicer stuff.
I don't know. I guess having money changes people.
But I would hope it wouldn't me. I would hope it would just mean that I wouldn't have that stress level.
Right.
And I would just try to keep my life very similar. Like, I don't know if I would build a castle for myself for the main reason because I have to clean it.
You don't have to clean it. You have a staff.
What if they don't clean it the way I want it cleaned?
They will. You just tell them and they'll do it.
But I'm so anal. And I'm so specific.
Heather, I want a castle.
Are we talking a moat around this castle?
Oh. Yes.
Can I put alligators in it?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm getting a little bit better with the castle idea here. And then we have a drawbridge.
Oh yeah.
Can I have a cannon? Sure. Can we have some cannons?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And to make my husband happy, we'll have to have some tanks.
At least, well,
to drive around.
Do you know how expensive a tank is?
It doesn't matter. I have $1 billion.
Yeah, but don't be like those other people. Don't spend it all in a second. One tank.
One tank.
Not a few tanks driving around. One tank.
Okay, just one tank.
And it's a secondhand tank that they...
Secondhand tank.
That the army... Military is done using, and they were gonna like auction off for parts.
Yeah, he just wants to drive it around.
Probably. Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't need to be operational.
Yeah, the cannon, the gun doesn't need to be
We would prefer if that's not operational. Yeah. We don't need a cannon going through the castle.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be. I like the moat. I think that's a good. And then we'd have a pasture.
A pasture. I want to have a beautiful garden. Mm. Ooh. With a that labyrinth.
That animals can't get to.
Yeah.
Because your garden gets trashed by animals all
it
the time.
It gets eaten and shit in by animals all the time. Mm-hmm. Beautiful garden, a labyrinth that we could go through.
Ooh.
And we could have garden parties and stuff.
What's a garden party?
It's just like a party in your garden and you set up like a really pretty table.
I'm picturing like fairies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Fairy garden party.
Like real fairies flying around.
That's
you.
What
You're
I
have
want.
To find that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And what are those little twinkly bugs?
Lightning bugs?
Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have those like flying around.
Yeah, so if we can't have those here, we'd have to move to southern somewhere, Midwest or something.
Yeah, where would you? Would you stay here if you won the lottery or would we uproot and move?
I think I would stay here.
I think I would.
We live in a pretty beautiful part of the country.
Yeah. There's you aspects. Know? I like the scenery. And I like the weather and that stuff. I don't like the government.
The only place I would think about moving to would be the beach, like at the coast.
Mm. I like that idea.
Because that would I love the beach.
You know, I have to tell you, every time I woke up this last Christmas, because I had the beach in that window. Like that was the first thing when I opened my eyes, I could see the ocean. Made me really happy every morning.
Yep. Yep.
The tsunami factor is a little scary, but.
Oh, how often does that happen? Like almost never.
Well, and if it does, you're dead anyway.
So who cares?
It doesn't matter. You're dead in a second.
Yeah. Beach, maybe.
I like the idea of the beach. I actually wouldn't mind living in Seaside.
Seaside's nice.
Cannon
I
Beach,
like it.
Anywhere on that Oregon coast is so pretty.
It's so beautiful.
Once you get down to California, look, it's a little more expensive, a little more political.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I like Oregon.
I love Oregon. And we don't have sales tax.
There's no sales tax in Oregon.
I mean, we do have the federal income tax.
Oh, is there a state income tax?
Yes.
Oh.
That's
well,
why they don't have a state.
Well,
that's why
as long as you have a house up here still, you can still file in Washington.
There you go.
And
I think that's a chink.
That's it.
That's a chink
there
right there.
There we go. Ready? Oh,
thanks, Thor.
That was a really good one. Yeah, thanks, Thor, for telling us how to do it correctly.
Yeah, we always appreciate helpful criticism. Mm-hmm. How are we doing on our time?
Yeah, so I think we're about ready for Megan to read us trivia questions.
So we're going to do a little bit of trivia, not as much as last week.
No.
And I promise I'll be closer to the microphone this time, guys. That was our first time doing that. And then we have our fun fucked up news
Yay!
Segment that I'm excited because I don't even know what
news.
It's about.
Are you almost ready, my darling daughter? Okay. Yeah, she's
getting herself ready. I'm going to pour myself some more wine. We started off today with a Stamilt Rosé, which was really, really good. And now we're drinking a Joan Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, here. Let me just put my glass right there so
Perfect.
You can fill it up for me.
Here, let me see. Can you guys hear this?
Probably not.
I'm
but
doing it right
it sounds
next
delicious.
I was doing it right next to the.
Here,
I'm
awesome. There. Oh, yeah. That's the shit right there.
All
right.
I'm moving over to Kobe's mic. I'm going to put my face right on it, though.
Come over to the dark side.
I've always been on the dark side.
Let me move my knee so it's not in your boob.
I don't know. It didn't bother me in my boob.
You liked the knee in your boob?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Oh. And now my dog's in my boob. This will count for the boob segment of this podcast, Jeff. Don't worry.
I think you have to compliment them directly for it to count.
Kobe's boobs are so nice because she's not even wearing a bra.
I think just mentioning boobs in general is good enough.
He hasn't mentioned it next because I think he knows it encourages me.
I think that he thinks if he doesn't mention it, we'll stop mentioning it.
I don't think that's worked. I think I've been very consistent every episode with
you
this.
You have been.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Super consistent.
I'm really proud of you. You've been super on top of it.
I appreciate that, Megan, for you noticing that, because it's work. Because there's times I have to add it in literally as we're saying goodbye. And I have to throw in at
but
the last second.
But you do every time.
I do. Because everybody deserves a nice compliment. Are we ready?
Are you
for
ready?
Some
we
amazing
are
trivia?
Ready.
Okay, go for it.
We are so smart, Megan. I've been super practicing this week.
We're super close to the microphone.
You hear this? Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
Okay.
We're like touching faces. Yeah, we are. Here we go. Okay.
Cheek to cheek.
I wish you guys could see this. In the tale Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
What did Jack trade for the magic beans?
A cow!
Yep.
That was a high five.
High five, cow.
Absolute zero is equal to 0 degrees on which temperature scale?
Celsius. Metric. What
Fahrenheit.
Is it?
It's not a
Celsius.
I don't think metric is a temperature.
American?
It's starts with a K.
Kilogram. Kilowatt.
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
It's a Kelvin.
I was going to say that next, Megan.
I'm sure you were.
I totally was.
I don't know if you really were going to say that.
She wasn't.
But now that you said it, it rang the bell.
It does.
It did ring the bell. I understand.
I remember that now.
Kelvin.
What is the only national park located in Michigan?
Michigan.
Where's Michigan?
Michigan National Park.
Not Yellowstone. I only know Yellowstone.
Did you know there's a part in Yellowstone where you can legally commit murder?
What?
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Yeah.
What are you?
Why?
Because it's like two states like overlapping or something.
Why would you be able to commit murder in the
bordering
state?
That can't be right.
Because
that can't be right.
The only way to be tried for murder is that a judge or jury has to be in like some like distance away or something, and there's like a certain. I don't know,
Megan. Where
I had
is this place exactly at.
I don't know.
I need to know this.
Can you draw us a map?
I need to know exactly the distance. I need a GPS.
I had this explained to me, and I don't quite remember the details. But I know that's what he said.
Do you see my dog forcing himself between us?
Oh, my God. He's, like, so jealous right now.
He can't handle this.
He can't handle
it. Gotta get closer, Heather.
What's
I'm on it. I'm touching it. Look.
What's the national park?
Isle Royale National Park.
What the hell? I was not going to get that.
That's not right. That's fucked up.
Wait. Say it again.
What?
Oh, she lost it.
Oh, I did lose
she
it.
She lost
it. It's okay. You guys heard it, but I've never heard of that park in my whole fucking life.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Okay, go.
If you have Dora-phobia, what are you afraid of?
Dora!
No.
Nemo.
I knew you were going to say that.
You're afraid of doors.
Fur. You're
what?
Afraid of fur.
That doesn't make sense. That should be fur-a-phobia.
I don't name them, Mom.
Megan, all right.
Well, you think about like arachnophobia. It doesn't sound like a spider.
Arachnophobia? It's not. Well, they're arachnids. That's why.
Well, I didn't know that, and I'm a spider lover.
You should have known that.
I don't know that.
My God, I knew something Heather didn't know about spiders.
Wow.
The fuck? The world is going bizarro.
I only really know that they're like cute and cuddly.
Oh, God. I'm going to puke. All right. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Which real person took a name meaning Man of Steel?
Superman!
Real person.
Oh, wait. Whoa.
Man of Steel.
What's his name?
He was a bad guy.
What? Oh, we're not getting guy. This. And I was trying to find Clark Kent, that name.
I'll give you a hint. World War II.
Hitler.
No.
I'm out. I have nobody else in World War II other than Hitler. The Jews.
Hydra.
Hydra. Is Hydra?
Hell Hydra.
I don't know if Hydra is from that.
I think that's from the movie.
I think Hydra is from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hydra's from S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think that's from that's from Captain America.
Which is S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mono E.
Kobe, give
no.
up.
Okay, I don't
it's
know.
Done.
Joseph Stalin.
Oh,
you know what? That was the Italian guy, right?
He was the Russian guy.
He was bad.
He killed like all of his army. in the war because he was dumb. Guy.
So he's like the Sith
He called
Lords.
Himself the Man of Steel.
That's what his name means, apparently.
Joseph Stalin means Man of Steel.
Apparently.
We
Did
all
you know
something new right now?
Some historical.
Do you guys know how Joseph Stalin died?
Hopefully he was murdered and suffered.
Shot. Oh wait,
did he die of a root?
He had
odd death,
tuberculosis,
an illness.
No, he
the flu.
He killed all of the doctors because he was afraid that if they were smarter than them, they would overthrow him. So he killed off all of the doctors and then had a stroke, and no one knew how to treat him because he killed off all the doctors. And he died.
That's so he killed himself.
Yes.
By killing too many people.
Death yes. by doctor death.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Death by doctor death.
Death by doctor death.
It was either a stroke or a heart attack.
No.
Okay.
We're so close.
Okay, I know.
We're cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek. Microphone.
Sorry, we just got the best eye roll from our.
Assistant.
I was gonna call her a manager.
Tech.
Oh She's my gosh, that would have given her so much power right there.
Tech assistant. All right, go ahead.
She can be the manager.
How many feet make a mile?
360.
No, not even close.
3,600.
900.
Closer.
Is that over what she said?
Yes. No, it's over.
5,000.
Over.
5,000.
Close.
4,900.
No.
4,500.
Higher.
4,600.
No. Higher.
4,700.
Higher.
5,200.
You're so close.
5,250.
5,300.
Even closer.
5,280.
5,225.
She got it.
5,280. Ah! It only took like 20 tries.
Oh my God. We knew that one.
We
knew
that. Oh my God, we're so fucking
God,
smart.
God, we're so smart.
Ching. Wait. Do it right. Do you hear that afterwards?
We're so smart.
Yeah.
We knew that one.
I mean, why? What are those special tests you take for college?
SATs?
Yeah, we should do those now.
You know, we should take the Mensa test.
Take the SATs for me. How about that?
Do you really want that? Is that a I think we're going to have to talk to them later.
Yeah, we'll have to deny that right now, but we'll call her back.
You know what she's calling for?
Why?
She just finished her dog training class, and it probably fucking sucked, and she's not going back.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, is that dental assistant Erin?
That's Erin.
Yes.
Okay.
Who loves you?
I love her.
Oh, good. I'm going to tell her that. Yeah. But yeah, she had her dog training class that I already dropped out of.
Yeah.
And she told me she was possibly dropping out too. Yeah.
Sorry,
obviously,
buddy.
He should not have dropped out because he sucks ass.
All right, go ahead, Megan.
What was I doing? Oh, what year did audiences first see the character of Jason Voorhees?
So that's Jason from Halloween.
Jason Voorhees.
That's Jason Voorhees is not. It's not Halloween. What is it?
Who
I think
Jason Voorhees.
I only think
stabby guy, the ski mask.
That's Jason from Halloween.
No.
Michael Myers is from Halloween.
Wait, is he? No, that's from Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th is Jason Voorhees.
I thought
Michael Myers is Halloween.
So Friday the 13th.
Jason is Friday the 13th.
We're still talking horror movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Friday the 13th.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Oh shit. 1983.
You're really close.
85.
80.
Yep. 1980.
Good job. That was only three tries on our part.
Oh my God. I so knew that.
You knew it was early 80s. That's saying some shit.
All right.
You're not gonna.
Wait, but you said that about 90210 and I knew that.
Yeah.
Whose autobiography is titled Long Walk to Freedom?
The Long Mile. That Green Mile.
That's
black
not
guy.
An autobiography.
God damn it.
The person who wrote the book, who was he?
The Long Walk to Freedom.
I'm drawing.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Oh, ching me on that.
How did you know? How did you know?
Because I'm fucking smart.
I highly doubt it.
She remembers random shit that doesn't
random shit for some reason.
Not the most important random
shit.
I
feel totally
empowered
yeah. right now.
That's how I felt last week. After the
90210.
Yeah. Even though you would have got that too if I would have shouted that.
I like couldn't make my mouth move fast enough to answer it. Okay, go ahead.
I have one that you probably definitely won't answer.
Okay,
hit me.
Which legendary Knight of the Round Table does not appear in the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Which
Merlin.
No.
Which knight?
One of the knights at the round table. Which
knight
one did not?
Number seven.
No.
They have names, I think.
You have to say their name.
They actually have a name.
Arthur.
No, Arthur was definitely in it.
He was the king. Fuck. The knight Edward.
No.
Okay, let's go with Jacob. Because that goes with Twilight.
Where did you get Edward?
I don't know. I think she pulled
I'm
it out of her
to
ass
think
from
of
the
English names.
Yeah, and that was from Twilight.
Louis.
King Edward.
Knight.
Henry.
William.
No.
George.
You're not. I don't think you're going to get it.
Sir Doofus.
Really? Is she smart? She's actually got this?
I'm telling you to get closer to the mic, Heather.
Oh.
Oh.
I was like, Doofus, was it?
No.
Is it really Sir Doofus?
Sir Doofus. Final answer, Sir Doofus.
Lancelot.
This is why we don't go on game shows, is because of this.
They would never ask this question on a game show.
We're just trying to go on Family Feud. That's all we want to do.
That's true.
And
Jeopardy, you would lose like that.
We're not going to Jeopardy.
Wait, I'm going to try to answer all my questions from here on out from Jeopardy style.
Okay.
Do you want to know what the answer is?
Yes.
The answer is, who is Sir Kay?
We were so close.
Kay? That's
Kay.
Not even a guy's
like
name.
Like Kay Jewelers.
That's a girl's name.
That was right off the tip of my tongue.
Is it?
No. It really wasn't. I never once thought of Kay.
Okay.
And
this one you might know, if you know your science.
Kay.
Oh.
Totally.
What is frozen to make dry ice? No, dry ice. The one where if you put it in water, it smokes up.
Hydrogen something.
Carbon dioxide.
Yep.
Ah!
I mean, there was not very many hints there.
I totally got that one. I'm so smart.
She got it.
Are any of you guys good in geography?
Of course. We're good in everything.
Every damn thing, Megan. Hit us up with this geography question.
Which river forms a border between France and Germany?
Nile? Can we? No, it's not the Nile. No. Can we pick another country, please?
Well, good for you guys. I just accidentally lost the question. So.
Oh! Well, so we don't know what the answer is?
No. It starts with an R.
Riviera?
The river...
That's not.
Do you want me to look it up?
Really
quick? No, it's over now.
But our listeners are going to want to fucking know what that is. But
then they can look it up themselves.
They all have a cell phone.
Okay. Exactly.
On our website.
Sorry.
Anything. Tell us this answer, damn it.
Should I write a note that you guys are going to put this on your?
You'll remember, right?
Website.
Oh, I have to write. You have the question. Ask us another question.
Megan, I'm not drinking.
I'm putting down the note to.
Megan, can you do two things at once?
Megan, hurry up, Megan.
What is it? Germany.
Germany, France, river.
France, river border.
It's the, I'm sure that I know what it is.
I'm sure you do, Mom.
I actually got straight A's in geography all the way through college. And I took three geography classes.
I hated geography.
I really loved it. Probably because I'm so good at memorizing.
I'm right on it. Hi, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Heather's going to love this question.
Oh, okay.
Is it about Goofy or no. Vader or Star Wars?
It's about spiders.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go.
In Greek mythology, who did Athena turn into a spider?
Well, I should know that.
Yeah. Who is it, Heather?
Yeah, Heather.
I don't know who
Heather.
Athena is.
Heather?
Athena was a spider lady.
Athena.
With her spider hair.
No, that's
hair.
Medusa.
Medusa.
Athena was the goddess of
obviously
wisdom, cunningness, daughter
and
of.
She turned somebody into spiders?
Yeah.
Thor.
Is it Hercules?
No.
I'm going to go
Zeus.
With
Hercules. Zeus is her dad, I think.
Oh. How about Thor?
No, Thor is not in Greek mythology. That's Norse mythology.
Oh, that's the wrong mythology.
Oh, but it's
she turned her lover into a spider.
I don't know.
The Black Widow. It's
it has something to do with
Achilles.
It has
part of your foot.
It has something to do with arachnophobia.
Well, that's a fear of spiders.
She turned a. Well, I don't understand the question. What's the answer?
Arachne was the person's name.
So that person that got turned into a spider made it so that was the name of the fear of spiders.
Yeah, Arachne.
Okay.
I don't.
We all learned something new today.
That's dumb.
I didn't know that answer, and I know so much about fucking spiders.
You do.
Like, if she would have said a species, I would have been really good, but this whole Greek mythology thing is really crappy for me.
It's crappy. All right, go ahead.
If you guys don't get this one, I'm going to be severely disappointed.
Okay.
Be prepared to be disappointed.
In what country is the San Andreas Fault located?
California!
Country, Mahar.
Oh, United States!
Correct.
Yes!
I was just being super specific.
You know what I love about these mics? Even though our little thing here saying that we're being really fucking loud, when we actually hear it, we're not that loud. We're literally screaming these answers into the mic.
Because we like to scream shit.
Because that's how we know it's correct.
Okay, Megan, give us a couple more.
And then we have to go on to our fucked up news segment.
Yeah.
Trying to look for a good one.
Well, don't look for a really hard one because we're not that smart.
Oh. Mom might get this one. I don't know about Heather.
Oh, see the confidence there.
I personally don't know how much Heather reads. I know.
Read the Harry Potter books.
Yeah, but what else?
Right now, nothing.
Exactly.
I have read stuff in the past, though.
Mom reads all the time, so I think she's probably going to get this.
But I read slutty novels.
You read teen.
I read teen novels because they're fun, and I like ones about vampires. Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, vampires, sparkly. Okay, go ahead.
It's a horror novel. Okay, I'll give you that right off the bat. Who wrote the novel Carrie in 1973?
Stephen King.
Got it.
Now, I have seen that movie multiple times.
Yeah, the movie's good. I've never read the book.
I never read the book either, but my God, the movie. That was my first horror movie I ever watched.
I've never read that book or seen that movie.
You've never seen the movie Carrie?
Nope. It's really good.
It's really, really good.
I just know that he wrote it because I've read a bunch of his other ones.
So now guess what? We're watching for Halloween. We're going to watch Carrie around Halloween.
I have to read it first.
But that we're doing the movie.
No, it makes it better.
Then read it now.
Yeah, read it now. Okay. So we're all ready.
Order it and read it.
It's already fucking June.
I'll make a note.
Guess what happens in June?
It's Heather's birthday.
I'm turning 39. It's my last 30 birthday.
Oh my God, we're gonna have a big party. Maybe
not as big.
Maybe
not as big as next year.
Not as big as next year.
Yeah, next year might be a destination birthday.
Oh, it could. Oh, that would be awesome.
Final destination?
Final destination.
My mouth is open and a big old, jaw dropping.
Sorry,
right
Heather.
There. I was like, what the hell?
Shit.
No. That's just what came to mind when you said destination.
Those movies freak me out a little bit because that shit could really happen.
They're dumb. They're dumb.
Whatever. Yeah. You know, every time I follow a truck with full of logs from Final Destination 2, I'm thinking, oh, great.
I'm going to die.
It's going to come through and decapitate my head.
I'm going to die.
It's over. It's going to be over in a second with that log. You know how many times I have to follow a log trip or over to Seattle? Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's
going to
be okay. It's going to be okay.
It's worked out every time so far.
Okay.
And I haven't been decapitated yet.
Do you have another one for us, Megan? Are we done?
Well, you guys said that one wanted to be the last one, right?
Oh, okay.
It'd kind of be nice if we actually got one right on the last one.
I got that one right.
She did get that one right.
Well, then we're done
then.
I just failed because I was all up on this Final Destination shit.
Only slightly. Never mind. I was going to say something.
Were we brilliant?
What? You're going to say that we're slightly brilliant? Is that what you're going to say?
Like, sure. Evenly smart? And you're shocked by our
that you were like
skills?
So impressed with our skill set.
I mean, come on now. You know how long it's been since either one of us have been in a school setting?
That's true. But you guys are supposed to know all that stuff by heart.
Why?
Your memory.
Why? Because you're saying that we're old? Is that why?
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that I think school's preparing you to remember that stuff.
But
no.
Your brain can only hold so much shit just like a computer.
Yeah.
And as memory as go on, your brain filters out what's important, what's not. And I'm sorry, random facts that wins trivia questions get filtered out in my brain.
It just falls right
important
out.
Important shit like people's birthdays.
That has to stay.
Has
that
to
random
stay.
Shit just falls right out.
Yep, yep, yep. It's just gone from my brain. That's why I look like on paper I'm not that smart, but I'm actually brilliant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could tell you any kind of wine.
I could tell you all the kinds of wine. All right, who's ready for fucked up news?
I am.
Okay, Heather's let's switch back.
Yeah, Heather's ready to get back to her mic.
I've been trying. I think I did better this time, guys. I tried for you.
We tried real hard.
Yeah, I'd say you guys did better.
I made out with this microphone.
All right, are you ready? Let's switch over.
I'm ready. I'm migrating.
Heather's migrating to her microphone. Thank you, Megan.
It was a long migration.
Stopped halfway there and just moved the microphone.
I mean, it was better
because you know we've got wine and shit.
We still have a little wine to drink.
You should dole that shit out.
Oh my god, you know what we're doing tomorrow?
Oh yeah,
we be going to Levin.
I know what we're doing tomorrow. So tomorrow through Friday, well, this podcast comes out on Friday.
So sorry, guys.
Sorry.
We record a couple days ahead
so
of you guys.
So Wednesday through Friday, we're going to go party with my Aunt Kathy.
Hell yeah.
In a condo.
In Leavenworth.
So by the time you hear this, we'll be done partying probably on our way home.
Probably putting our bonus cast out.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to do a bonus cast from Leavenworth. It should be awesome. We're going to record while we're wine tasting, I believe.
Oh, fuck yeah. Probably do a little segment at the condo.
Yeah.
Who knows where we're going to do this at? We might just splice. Is it splice?
We can splice.
We're going to splice a bunch of shit together.
We're going to splice a bunch of shit.
We're going to splice a shit.
So.
Fucked up news. Can't wait.
It's a little short one, but.
That's all right. We've made you guys go long the last couple weeks and. You know, we're probably going to hang true to the same
we're
time
gonna hang
today.
True this time. So my daughter, aka our manager / technical assistant,
she kind of at all
trivia asker
/ co-host,
keeps telling me I need to do a story on Florida Man.
Oh, I love Florida Man.
Florida Man. Yeah. So there's so many stories about Florida Man.
AKA, it's not the same man every
it's
time.
It's always a different person.
They just call it every guy. If you're a man and you do something wrong in Florida, you're called Florida Man.
Yeah, Florida Man.
Florida Man.
So this is Florida Man.
Okay, what did Florida Man do this time?
40-year-old South Florida man.
God
who,
damn him.
still lives with his mother.
Oh.
Yeah, he still lives with his mother.
Well, she might need help.
So he got arrested. So this is apparently what happened.
Oh, no.
He was in the backyard of the home with his mother, where he lived with his 73-year-old mother.
Hopefully taking very good care of her.
And for some reason, he had a mannequin. And I tried to find out why he had the mannequin. And most of the information I saw didn't say. It just said he had a mannequin.
Like, wait, is this like that one show, The Something Academy?
What?
Remember that show that came out with all the kids that were in the superhero thing, all had superpowers that were on Netflix?
No, this is not like
because
that.
Because he had a mannequin.
He did, but he was kind of a little crazy.
Well, this Florida man sounds crazy too if he has a mannequin.
One of the stories I read said he was going to use the mannequin to make a music video.
With a mannequin? Yeah. All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
Anywho, he had this mannequin and he wanted his mother to help him dress the mannequin and pose her, and the mother refused for obvious reasons, right? Because if your 40-year-old son lives with you and he wants you to dress his mannequin, something's fucking wrong.
I mean, she was probably thinking some fucking kinky shit was happening, and she was not into that.
That's just wrong as hell.
What the hell is a mannequin gonna do for your music video?
I have no idea. I don't know.
All right. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around
the
this.
The mom refused.
Okay, right. I get it. I understand why she would refuse that shit.
And so he was like blocking the way into the house. So she like threw the mannequin and ran into the home. And so he runs after her.
Uh-oh.
And into the kitchen, and where he picked up a wooden stool and hit his mother over the head several times with the stool.
Because she wouldn't dress the fucking mannequin.
Because she wouldn't dress up his mannequin and knocked her to the floor. And then apparently they were having some like dumplings for dinner, and he took a bunch of those off the counter and was shoving them into her mouth.
So he hit her on the top of the head and then fed her dumplings.
And then shoved dumplings in her mouth.
I mean, shoving sounds worse than feeding.
She was shoving them in there to the point where she couldn't breathe.
Oh, he was trying to kill her with dumplings?
He was trying to kill her with dumplings. Yeah.
That's not the worst way to go.
It's like
the dumplings are good. It's the worst
way. Choking on dumplings. Mm. So she ran out into she got away and ran out in the street screaming, and the neighbors called the police.
And I'm assuming the son's in prison.
So he got arrested.
And I'm assuming she's not going to allow him to come back and live with her.
Yeah. And she had to go to the hospital and got some stitches, I think, from where she got hit in the head with the stool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That would call head trauma.
Yeah, head
causes
trauma, stool,
a lot of bleeding
trauma.
Dumpling.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna ever think of a dumpling the same ever again.
I know, right?
And I really like dumplings.
Yeah,
they're really good.
So so he's in jail, the mom's recovering, and I could not find where he was sentenced. So
wait, you missed the most important part.
What?
How was the mannequin?
So I don't know.
They never said anything about the welfare of the mannequin?
The mom pushed the mannequin down so it could be broken.
And that might be why he retaliated, because his girlfriend died.
Yeah.
Because if it's like that one show.
Maybe that's the only girlfriend he's ever had.
Something Academy. What is that show called that I keep talking about?
Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella Academy. Yeah, the freaky guy. He freaked out anytime anybody came near his mannequin.
Well, he was also completely isolated without any human contact for 40 years.
It sounds like Florida Man's a little isolated if he lives with his mommy at 73 and he's 40.
Yeah.
A little isolated.
So I think if you live with your mom when you're 40 and the only friend you have is a mannequin, there's something probably wrong. There's something going on there.
And you probably should not watch The Umbrella Academy.
That was a kid, though.
I understand that, but he's not a kid.
Well, in his brain, he's not a kid.
No, he looks like a kid, but he's not a kid.
Yeah.
You have to be sober when you watch that show.
You have to really pay attention to what's going on.
Well, that was an interesting fucked up news segment.
Thank you.
Yeah. I liked it.
Thank you. So there's many, many Florida Man stories. So
we are probably going to hit some more Florida Man stories.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to find a fucked up news segment that I can surprise Kobe with. It's just hard because she has a lot more time to go on the internet than me.
I don't know. I like to scour the internet.
She does.
Looking for stuff.
And she finds good stuff.
I find stuff.
One of these days I will find one for you guys though. But I think that's going to wrap up our segment for episode 32.
Yes, it is.
And like we tell you every week, please give us 5 stars on iTunes. We would really like to pop on in people's like search engines.
Search and subscribe. Subscribing
would be fantastic. We would love you forever.
You can do that on iTunes. You can do it on Google Play. You can do it on Spotify.
Erin has received her gift.
Oh, good.
So we only have 3 more to give out.
Yeah, Robin is asking, where the hell is her gift?
Well, and she should be. It's been ready for months now.
Well, and we keep forgetting to give it to her.
We need to put it in one of our purses, and then she should ask us the next time she's with us to produce it from the purse. So that worked with Erin.
Yes, it did.
Because she asked me to produce it from my purse, and then I did.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes.
So we'll do that for you, Erin. Tara, thank you for the great suggestion.
Yes,
that was fantastic. We enjoyed that, and I don't think I have anything else to say other than I love you guys, and
okay.
I hope everybody
love
has
you.
A great night.
We'd like to say sayonara to all our little Jetheronians out there.
We'll make shirts someday for you guys all to purchase for very cheap.
Yeah.
Or possibly free. Just so you wear it.
Yeah. So peace out, everybody.
Love ya.